Welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily. Today we're discussing a paper titled Reliable Control Point Selection for Steering Reasoning in Large Language Models, which addresses how to pick dependable points in a model's reasoning process to steer outputs more predictably. This matters because reliable control point selection can improve controllability and reduce risky or spurious behavior. And we'll focus on what the paper studies, how it measures reliability,
and practical takeaways for engineers.
I'll explain the paper's technical framing, including how the authors define control points and the selection criteria they evaluate, as well as the experimental setup and metrics used to assess reliability. I'll stick to the evidence the paper presents and clarify which claims are supported by experiments and which are left as open questions. That should give us a solid basis to judge novelty and limitations.
From the operations side, I'll discuss reproducibility, runtime and scaling considerations, and monitoring or failure modes teams should expect when attempting to adopt these selection methods. I'll also outline likely use cases where more reliable steering is valuable and flag practical limitations the paper doesn't fully resolve. Together, we'll aim to keep the conversation technical but focused on deployment implications.
Jamie, the paper frames control points as specific stages in a model's reasoning trajectory where interventions can steer later outputs, and it focuses on selecting those points reliably rather than assuming all intervention locations are equally useful. The claimed novelty centers on selection methods and evaluation criteria that prioritize consistency and repeatability across prompts and model runs. For experiments, the authors compared different selection strategies across a set of reasoning tasks, reporting how often interventions at chosen control points changed downstream answers in the intended direction. They evaluate reliability with metrics that capture both average steering success and variability across seeds, prompts, and model checkpoints. The paper also includes analyses and ablations that test which features of control points predict reliable steering and whether simpler heuristics can match more complex selectors under some conditions. Where reported, results show gains in consistency but also reveal scenarios where selection is fragile or task-dependent.
So to summarize, the work narrows the problem to finding dependable intervention spots and measures success by both effectiveness and stability across runs. Mark, can you take this into deployment considerations and what teams should watch for?
Reproducibility is the first practical concern. Teams need access to the author's selection code, seeds, and model versions to replicate reported reliability, and the paper should be validated on the exact checkpoints used in experiments. Without those artifacts, production efforts risk chasing an unreproducible improvement. Runtime and scaling matter as well. Selecting control points may add pre-processing or per-token analysis overhead, increasing latency and cost, especially on larger models or high-throughput systems. Teams should measure selection overhead end-to-end and consider batch strategies or approximation to keep production SLAs. Mark, for monitoring and failure modes, expect two classes of risk: cases where control point interventions do nothing, and cases where they reliably push outputs but toward unintended behaviors. Operational monitoring should track both steering efficacy and unexpected output shifts, with alerts tied to distribution change and steering degradation. Likely useful applications include controlled generation in high-stakes settings, consistent instruction following, and debugging chain-of-thought failures, where targeted interventions can correct reasoning steps. But the method looks less suited to open-ended creativity tasks where steering points are less defined.
Interpreting reported results conservatively is important. Improvements in controlled lab tasks do not necessarily transfer to all prompts or domains, and the paper's ablations indicate sensitivity to task selection and model scale. Practitioners should request evaluations across diverse prompts, larger model families, and longer deployment horizons before relying on the technique.
Concretely, ask for stress tests like adversarial prompts, distribution shift scenarios, and multi-run variance reports, plus cost estimates for selection at scale. Also, request instrumentation hooks so teams can log which control points were selected and the causal effect of interventions in production.
From an alignment and safety perspective, the approach can complement existing practices by making interventions more targeted, but it doesn't eliminate the need for human oversight, red teaming, or policy-based filters. The paper positions selection as a tool, not a full solution to alignment gaps, and that distinction matters for deployment decisions.
In short, teams should view the method as a potentially valuable engineering lever that requires rigorous validation, cost-benefit analysis, and careful monitoring before integration. Prioritize reproducibility artifacts, scalability benchmarks, and clear failure detection when piloting the approach. For engineers, treat control point selection as an engineering lever that requires rigorous validation before production use. Start by reproducing the author's experiments with their code, seeds, and exact model checkpoints, and pilot the method in low-risk pipelines. Measure end-to-end selection overhead, steering efficacy, and establish monitoring for both efficacy and unintended output shifts.
From a research perspective, ask for evaluations across diverse prompts, multi-run variance reports, and ablations over model scale, since the paper shows sensitivity to task and scale. Remember, the method improved consistency in controlled tasks, but is not a universal fix. It complements human oversight and other safety controls. Request evidence that gains persist under distribution shift and adversarial prompts.
Concrete integration steps. Instrument which control points are selected and log the causal effect of interventions so you can trace regressions. Run stress tests for adversarial inputs and distribution shifts and prepare cost latency estimates. Consider batching or approximations if selection adds unacceptable overhead. Finally, define clear alerts for steering degradation and unexpected behavioral shifts before wider rollout.
To wrap up, we covered the paper's focus on dependable intervention spots, the selection criteria and experiments, and the practical validations teams should require before deployment. Read the paper for implementation details and look for the author's artifacts to reproduce results in your environment. To finish, a quick reminder. The podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.